GMETKV Chikwa dreams of returning to Democratic Republic of the Congo as the British heavyweight champion, stepping off the plane with a title belt over his shoulder to show the country of his parents and grandparents what one of their own has achieved. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In a nation once known as Zaire, where 60,000 fans packed into Kinshasa for Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman's iconic rumble in the jungle, such a homecoming would carry deep significance. It would be a big statement, the Tottenham-born fighter said. Maybe I could go there and do a rumble in the jungle too. But Chikwa's connection to Congo is not just a sentimental return to his roots. It is tied to a family history marked by soldiers, coups and repeated attempts on his relatives' lives, a story that drove his family into exile and reads more like a political thriller than a genealogy. Maybe 8-10 years ago it probably wasn't safe to return, he says. But things have changed now. The press sat down with the 32-year-old and his father, Makisi, to unpick a family saga shaped by power struggles and survival. A grandfather targeted by Mobutu. The story begins with Jimmy's grandfather, André Bruno Chikwa, a senior figure in the Zairean army in the 1950s under Belgian rule. In France and Belgium, people study my granddad, Jimmy says. According to the family, André Bruno trained in Belgium and even served as a bodyguard to King Baudouin. After Congo gained independence in 1960, he returned home as a respected army lieutenant. 5 years later, he played a role in helping Mobutu Sese Seko seize power in a military coup. But in Mobutu's Zaire, influence was dangerous. When four former cabinet ministers were publicly executed in the 1966 Pentecost plot, Mobutu began to view André Bruno as a potential threat. He was reassigned to Kolwezi, a remote but strategic city, a move his son Makisi believes was a setup. My dad had no idea, but Mobutu organized it. It was all set up to kill him, Makisi says. Soon after André Bruno arrived, rebels swept through the area. He fought his way out and fled in a jeep, confused as to why his own men had turned on him. Back in Kinshasa, he was accused of enabling violence and killing civilians. Arrested and condemned, he was imprisoned, and survived multiple attempts on his life, including alleged poisoning by one of his own wives. After 6 years, he was released on compassionate grounds, but the damage was done. You could smell toxins every time he went to the toilet, Makisi recalls. After 2 years, with all the poison in his body, my dad died. I joined the army to avenge my dad. Makisi was 18 when he made a vow. I joined the army to avenge my dad's death, he says. My plan was to train hard, rise through the ranks and become Mobutu's bodyguard. Then, when I got close enough, I could shoot him. But his ambition never stood a chance, the Chikwa name was too well known. They had a plot to kill me, just like they did to my dad, he says. Still, he rose quickly, eventually becoming a commando instructor for elite units. Yet attempts on his life continued. Once, a chef warned him that a meal had been poisoned. Another time, during a training exercise, a rope was allegedly tampered with to send him plunging 80 feet, a friend warned him just in time. With a new wife and young son, Makisi fled Zaire. In 1991, he arrived in Tottenham. It's funny how history repeats itself, Jimmy reflects. My dad literally went through the same thing as my granddad. He just got lucky to get away. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.